On the second Sunday of Advent, we meet a very mysterious character in the person of St. John the Baptist. John the Baptist is a prophet. He is one who calls people back to conversion. And he's baptizing people in the Jordan, bringing people to acknowledge their sins and to turn back to God. He's a striking figure. John the Baptist is clothed in camel's hair. He lives in the desert. He eats locusts and wild honey. Kind of crazy. Perhaps he is so strange so that he can attract the attention of people and call them back to God. And this is what his mission is. His mission is to go before the Lord to prepare the way for the Messiah. And it is his mission to declare for all to hear, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world." His mission is to point to the Messiah who is coming after him. And this is what he tells us to do. He says, "Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight his paths." Prepare the way for the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Advent is all about preparing the way for the Lord. Preparing for the Lord to come into our lives. But in our modern world, this is very, very difficult because we live in an age of great noise. It's obvious to all. We are constantly oppressed by noise and by distraction. The noise not only of the television, but all of those devices, right, that we can't seem to pull ourselves away from. The noise of being constantly stimulated by news media, by commercials, pop-ups, texts, and tweets. The other day I was with my family in a restaurant. We were eating, and there was a married couple out to dinner, and they were sitting across from us, but they weren't talking to one another. Each of them had an iPad that they were on. Friends, how do we expect to prepare the way for the Lord? To make room for Jesus in our lives? If we allow ourselves to be constantly distracted and consumed by these things. Now, just so you know, I'm not only preaching to you, I'm preaching first and foremost to myself, right? Because I fall into this category as well. And also, I'm not condemning electronic devices because they can be used for good. But friends, in society, rather than controlling them, they're controlling us. If we really look at things the way they are. I would dare say that the one thing that we need most in our lives today is silence. Now, silence, and when I say silence, I'm not talking about an absence of noise. I'm not talking about that kind of silence. But I'm talking about silence in which one's soul is still when one rests in God, okay? Silence is when one's soul is still and one rests in God. It's not simply an absence of sound. It's not just that. But silence is the place where I find God. Silence is the place that I'm able to speak to him and listen to his voice. In fact, silence is necessary for all of our relationships, right? It's only when my heart is still and I'm able to give all of my attention to the person that's before me, it's only then that I can really enter into relationship with them. And so it's only when, like, the devices and the distractions are put away that spouses and that a family can really be with one another. Have you ever thought about that? Just to be with one another when all the distractions are kind of left aside. And this is true also in our relationship with God. It's when our hearts are still when I've put all the distractions of the world behind me, it's only then that I can really enter into prayer and adoration of God. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, she says this. As you know, I like to quote Mother Teresa quite a bit. She's one of my favorites. Mother Teresa says these words for us. She says, we need to find God, and he cannot be found. He cannot be found in noises and restlessness. God is the friend of silence, she says. She goes on, she says, the more we receive in silent prayer, the more we can give in active life. She says, we need silence to be able to touch souls. The essential thing is not what we say, but what God says to us and through us. And she says, Jesus is waiting for us in silence. In this silence, he listens to us and speaks to our souls, and then we will hear his voice. And so, friends, silence really needs to be part of our everyday life. We need some moments of silence during the day if we really want to enter into relationship with God in prayer, so that our hearts may be in dialogue with him, so that we may enter into conversation with God, speaking to him, but most importantly, listening to God's voice who speaks to us in silence. Perhaps some of the most important moments of silence happen right here during the sacred liturgy. You'll notice that moments of silence are kind of built into the Mass, that there is a moment right after the homily when we meditate on the word of God that we have received. But there's also that moment of silence after we have received Jesus in Holy Communion. And I would challenge you on this point, if I could, on two things, because they're temptations for all of us, but they're distractions. The first is not to fall into the temptation of watching other people go to Holy Communion. I know it's a big temptation, but not to fall into that temptation of watching people, other people, go to Holy Communion. And the second thing is not to watch me purify the sacred vessels here right after Holy Communion. Those two things are distractions, because the time right after we receive Jesus in Holy Communion is perhaps the best time that we have to pray. Because at that moment, right after we have received Jesus in Holy Communion, Jesus is truly present in our bodies and in our souls. And you know, our bodies do not fully digest the host for about 10 or 15 minutes after receiving Holy Communion. And so there is a wonderful window of time there to pray to our Lord. The most important time to pray is in that moment, in that window of time, when Jesus is truly dwelling inside of you. And at that moment, in the silence of prayer, tell Jesus everything that you want to tell him. Ask him for everything that you need to ask him. Because this side of heaven, this side of death, that's the most intimate moment that we can have with Jesus, the most intimate moment with Jesus that is possible in this life. I'll close with another quote from Mother Teresa, one that we can remember. She used to say often, the fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of silence is prayer. Let us not be afraid of silence. Because it's only in the silence of our soul that we are able to meet God, to speak to him, and listen to his voice. Amen.